Life Audio.
I'm Jody Nisnik, and you're listening to So Much More. In John 16:12, Jesus stated, "There is so much more I want to tell you." He then pointed to the Spirit as the one who would come, who would further his teaching by bringing his word to life for us. We're in a series on moving from anxiety to rest, and scripture meditation is an excellent way we can calm our minds and feed our souls, and it can help us claim the rest and peace God is offering to us. So, after a quick word from our sponsors, we'll be back to meditate on Isaiah 30, 15 through 16.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today, we are doing our meditation as a Lectio Divina. And if you haven't done one before, I want to invite you to pause here. And in the show notes, you will find a link to a free Lectio Divina guided journal that I have created for you. You can download that, and it explains exactly what this method of scripture meditation is, where it came from, and what you can expect from it. And it also gives you some space to capture notes as you go through these meditations. And I will guide you each step of the way here. So let's go ahead and get started. And to do that, the first thing that we need to do is prepare. Prepare our hearts and our minds and our bodies. And so wherever you are, I just want to invite you to take a few deep in and out breaths, to settle in to this space where you are and just invite the Lord in to this time. So as you breathe in, say that quick prayer of invitation. And as you exhale, imagine that you are handing over to God anything that distracts you and ask Him to help you not be distracted during this time. So go ahead and continue taking deep in and out breaths. And as you do, let me say a prayer for us. Oh Lord, we thank you for this time to be present with you, to hear your word. We pray that you would guide and lead us by the power of your Spirit, that you would help us notice what you want us to notice. I pray that if distractions come in, that you would help us just to quickly let those go, to identify them and lay them aside, and help us to re-engage with you and your word and your Spirit. Lord, we ask that you would help us do this for our good, that you would lead us deeper into relationship with you, and that you would do it so that we can become more of who you are inviting us to be. We ask all of this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, the first time I read this passage for you, there is no agenda beyond just hearing the words. And after I read it for you, I'm going to give you just a few context notes. So let's go ahead, though, with our first reading. This is Isaiah 30, verses 15 through 16. This is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says. In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. But you would have none of it. You said, "No, we will flee on horses. Therefore, you will flee." You said, "We will ride off on swift horses. Therefore, your pursuers will be swift." Now, just a few quick notes of context before we read the passage a second time. And that is the words, "In repentance and rest is your salvation." So the first note is the word repentance really just means to turn. And it's this image of turning back to God. So some translations even say, "In return and rest is your salvation." Now, salvation is another word I want to highlight for just a moment. This is not necessarily our salvation that we find in our faith in Jesus. This is actually more of a physical salvation. And in fact, some translations use the word "delivered" instead of salvation. So the whole context of this passage is actually God telling the nation of Israel that they have been wayward and that they have been doing things on their own terms and their own ways, and that judgment is actually going to come on them because of their actions, which is why he's saying, "Come back to me, because that is where you are going to find your salvation, your deliverance." The other thing in this passage is verse 16 is their response, "No, we will flee on horses." And then he says, "Therefore, you will flee." And then they say again, "No, we will ride off on swift horses, and therefore your pursuers will be swift." So as you're reflecting on this passage, obviously we're not running away on horses. I mean, maybe we are, but it is something else that we are choosing to put our effort and our strength in instead of resting in God, allowing Him to be the one that helps us through whatever is we're going through. So that's just a few quick context notes for us as we move through this passage and into our second reading. So now, as you listen to this passage a second time, we want to ask the Spirit to help us notice what He wants us to notice. And I want to encourage you to try not to overthink this process. Just see if there's a word or a phrase or something that captures your attention in this passage, and then hold on to that, and I'll give you some space to reflect on it after the reading. So this now is our second reading of Isaiah 30, verses 15 through 16. This is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says: "In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. But you would have none of it. You said, 'No, we will flee on horses.' Therefore, you will flee. You said, 'We will ride off on swift horses.' Therefore, your pursuers will be swift." So take a few moments now to reflect on the word or the phrase or idea from this passage that captured your attention, and ask the Lord, "How does this connect to my life right now?"
Thank you.
Now, as I read the passage for you a third time, I want to invite you to notice that word or phrase or idea again. And then after the reading, we'll take some time to respond to God, however he may be inviting us to respond. So this now is a third reading of Isaiah 30, verses 15 through 16. This is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says. In repentance and rest is your salvation, in quietness and trust is your strength, but you would have none of it. You said, "No, we will flee on horses." Therefore, you will flee. You said, "We will ride off on swift horses." Therefore, your pursuers will be swift. So take a few moments now to respond to God, however he may be inviting you to respond. Now, as I read this passage for you one last time, I want to invite you to take a posture of rest as you reflect back on God's faithfulness and goodness in your life, resting in the truth of who he is and who he's created you to be, resting in the invitation that this passage extends to us about who our God is and what he is offering us. So this is a fourth and final reading of Isaiah 30, verses 15 and 16. This is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says. In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. But you would have none of it. You said, "No, we will flee on horses." Therefore, you will flee. You said, "We will ride off on swift horses." Therefore, your pursuers will be swift. O Lord, we thank you for this time in your word. And we thank you for the truth of your word. And while we know that this passage was originally written to the nation of Israel as they were in their waywardness, we know that there is truth in here for us as well. There is an invitation to us as well. And so I pray that each of us, no matter what it is that you helped us notice, would take that truth with us as we move through this week. Lord, may we remember that in repentance and rest is our salvation. So when we turn to you, trust in you, rest in you, that's when we experience deliverance from just the soul unrest that we sometimes feel. And you tell us that in quietness and trust, we find our strength because it comes from you. So Lord, help us to depend on you and to lay aside the other things that you're inviting us to lay aside. We pray that you would do all of this for your glory, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, friends, I want to invite you to join me in listening to the Companion Podcast, where I have a conversation with Dr. Sandra Dalton-Smith. She's a board-certified physician and the author of Sacred Rest: Recover Your Life, Renew Your Energy, and Restore Your Sanity. We talk about a lot of things, but we talk about 7 different kinds of rest that we need to be healthy. And she just points us in the right direction for some things that we can do this year to live a more restful life. So I hope you'll give that a listen. I also want to take just a quick moment to thank the team of Life Audio for their partnership with me on this podcast. And if you go to lifeaudio.com, you're going to find a lot of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. There's shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and you'll even find this one on scripture meditation. So as always, thank you for joining me on So Much More, where we really do believe Jesus has so much more to say to us, and we are creating space to listen.
Hi, I'm Beckett Cook, host of The Beckett Cook Show. I lived as a gay man in Hollywood for many, many years until I had a radical encounter with Jesus 13 years ago. Since then, I've gotten my master's degree in seminary and published a book called A Change of Affection. On my podcast, The Becca Cook Show, I sit down with fascinating Christian scholars and thinkers to address the lies of the culture and bring the biblical truth to bear on those lies. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for The Becca Cook Show on your favorite podcasting platform.